We start with the third day of the teacher walkout in Arizona. Thousands of teachers are gathering again at the Capitol today, demanding higher teacher pay and more education funding from Governor Doug Ducey and the Republican-led state legislature.
For his part, the governor tweeted, "It's official, we have a deal," but teachers are still out of the classroom.
There is a ballot initiative in the works that would let voters decide if they want to raise taxes on some Arizonans to put more funding into K-12 education. We'll have more on that next hour on the show.
And as teachers gather again at the state capitol this morning, we are joined now by KJZZ's Casey Kuhn, who is live with the latest on the Red for Ed protests happening there. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning.
So can you tell us what's going on there this morning?
Sure. Just like Steve said, it's about thousands and thousands of teachers out all in red here at the Capitol. A lot of people gathering where the legislators come into park to get their attention. People lining up to go speak to their representative already. I spoke with one of the Arizona Educators United organizers, Noah Carvelis, about that deal that we were talking about that Ducey tweeted out without any real details, just like we have been waiting for since these whole things began. And he said that it's a step in the right direction, but there's no saying whether or not they're going to be out here again tomorrow.
He's responding to some of our points, it seems, which is encouraging. Now we hope that it translates into legislation here and we can work together to find a solution.
So they're essentially saying we haven't seen a bill yet.
Exactly, yeah, and there hasn't been one introduced. So that's what people are going to be looking for today. They're going to be talking with the representatives, seeing if they can get any of the several demands that they've asked for met. Of course, one of those is the 20% raise. Another one is to restore about $1 billion into public education funding. And it just remains to be seen whether or not that happens today.
Yeah, yeah. What about some of the support staff who are worried about losing pay? If you're hourly, you're not going to get paid for this time that you're off, or if you don't have enough time saved up and you're a teacher, you're not going to get paid for this time that you're walking out. Are people starting to talk about that now that we're in the third day here?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Ever since the first day, even that I spoke to teachers, people have been concerned about their friends and colleagues who are not salaried. They're hourly and don't get paid for these days. Of course, they'll have to make up the days anyway. So that might kind of make up for some of these days missing. But I did speak to one teacher from Tucson who made the trip up here for this day three, Barbara McDonald. She's been a teacher for more than 40 years. And she says she's up here representing those staff that can't make it up here and that aren't getting paid these days. And here she is now.
I'm here for the long run, but what it does is that it puts a stress on people who can't afford to take it off. So we've got the GoFund account, we have people setting up areas. We believe we're for our community, we're a family, and we're doing what we can.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's still a good amount of momentum even on the third day and after the weekend. Is that right, Casey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think you can hear it now. I don't think they're playing right now, but earlier there was a whole band playing. They were playing pep band songs that were retrofitted for Red for Ed wording, and there was even a flag twirler. So I would definitely say the excitement hasn't slowed down. Of course, there's fewer people than there were on Thursday, but it's still very busy out here. I'm sure you can hear the background noise, and people are getting set up right now. Around 10 o'clock is when some of the organizers are going to start speaking, but it's almost like a festival. There are a lot of covers set up with different labels, like, okay, Paradise Valley School District, we're over here. Okay, Tucson's over here, and everyone's kind of gathering together to support each other and come out with all this, you know, they're really creative signs and a lot of kids here and dogs, of course. So people are just trying to stay cool and, keep the pressure on the legislature.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn live at the state capitol. And we'll have more there next hour. And now we continue our coverage of the Arizona teacher walkout that's in its third day. Joining us now is KJZZ reporter Mariana Dale, who is live at the capitol. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning, Lauren.
So can you tell us what's happening over there now? We spoke with Casey last hour, and has it grown since then?
Oh, yes, definitely. So they are now just getting underway with the formal program. You have Noah Carvelis, who's kind of been the leader of the Arizona Educators United movement, has started to address the crowd, rallying everyone, congratulating them for coming out to the Capitol again. There are thousands of teachers here this morning.
What have you been hearing from those teachers, from the people who are coming out again for the third time now?
Mostly that they're here to stay and that they're going to be here for the long run. You've kind of seen a shift in the signage that you're seeing from teachers here, more from generalized messages supporting Red for Ed, to messages that are really calling out Governor Ducey and his plan, saying that they don't support it and that they want to see more. I talked to some teachers from more rural parts of Arizona. A teacher from Gadsden, Arizona, came with about 100 of her colleagues. Wow. They got up at 3:30 this morning so that they could be at the Capitol today. So wow, there's still a lot of enthusiasm for the movement.
Yeah, yeah. Are there any counter protesters there? Anyone voicing opposition?
I have not seen that so far. They'd probably be pretty easy to pick out because everyone here is wearing red. I have not seen anyone countering the movement, although we did hear reports that that would be happening. It's not something that I've observed with my own eyes yet.
Yeah, yeah. And so you've been there since the first day, Mariana, covering this walkout. How does this compare? You said it seems like there's still momentum, but there are definitely fewer teachers out.
Yeah, fewer teachers today than previous days, but the ones that are here are pretty prepared. I saw a woman sitting here with some knitting earlier. People have their coolers. They have these little pop-up tents. People are kind of making a little bit more of what seems like a permanent stand here. They're planning to be here until we see some action from the legislature or from the governor.
Starting to camp out, it sounds like.
Yes.
Is there any sense of frustration, though, from these people who are out there now third day in a row? They're starting to dig in, like you said, but are they getting frustrated with the lack of response from the governor and from the legislature?
I think the frustration has kind of, it's at the root of what started this movement, what caused them to leave their classrooms in the first place. You get the sense that it's really hard for teachers to be here and to not be in school. Earlier, we talked to some teachers out in Globe, Arizona, and so their school is actually reopened today. However, they do have a contingency of teachers that are representing their interests at the Capitol, and so they're doing what they can to make their voices heard.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who is live at the state capitol right now during the third day of this teacher walkout. Mariana, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren.